Well, welcome to the prayer segment of the online service. And if you click on the slide on the website there, it'll take you to all the people that we had requests from, that we know about, that we lift up, and we pray a prayer of intercession for them. But we also know that sometimes there's prayers that nobody ever mentions aloud, and they have a need or a spiritual need, and God hears those too. So we always come into a prayer of intercession with them and for them, because God knows. And we're thinking about prayer. So what is prayer anyhow? Well, it's simply talking to God. You talk to your parents, you talk to friends, you talk to this person and that person. Why don't you just take time and say, God, can I crawl up on your lap today? I need to talk to you. And guess what? He will. Does the Bible teach a right way to pray? I don't think there is a right way to pray. You just need to say, oh, Father, I need you. Can I talk to you today? You don't have to fold your hands in a certain way or do this. You don't have to go find a priest, none of that. No, you can just talk to God anytime, anywhere. And we have access to him with the precious name of Jesus. So, how do you learn to talk to God? Well, you just do it. It's communication with God, and it begins with a confession. Oh, my God, I need you. Yeah, that's all you need to do. And does he answer prayer? Yes, he does. And we stand on the promises. I love that hymn. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. So, I want to share with some of the promises of God retaining to prayer. Because in Psalm 9, verse 12, it says, God does not ignore our prayers. Psalm 145, verse 18, our prayers bring us into God's presence. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, God honors persistent prayer. You know, that's the old story of the unjust judge. You know, we need to be persistent. And God will give you wisdom if you ask for it. James chapter 1, verse 5. And it also says in James chapter 5, verse 16, a sincere prayer brings wonderful results. 1 John, you know, we call little John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 gives us the assurance that God hears prayer when they are in line with his will. That's what makes the Lord's Prayer so powerful. The Lord's Prayer is a model prayer Jesus taught to his disciples, and we are to use it as a model prayer. We can certainly recite it by rote and use it to talk to God in a special way. It's a wonderful way, but if you break it down, you'll see all the different parts of the prayer that when we learn to talk to God for ourselves that we can use. And at first, it begins with a confession and a recognition of God the Father. Let's pray it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, just know that God loves you, and so do we. Have a blessed day.